Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hello, Kristen. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so on Saturday, I spent the night at my boyfriend's apartment. And on Sunday morning, I woke up and he's in my bathroom and I hear a buzz. And so I start to look around for my phone. Turns out it was not my phone buzzing. It was his. So I pick it up and there's a message from someone who says, "By the way, please don't show those pictures to anybody. You're the only one that has seen them."
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, okay, do we know who this text was from?
No, there was no name, just a phone number.
Okay, and so did you open the message? Like, maybe whoever sent the pictures, they sent them right before that.
Well, I can't open the message because he keeps his phone locked.
Oh, I gotcha. So we don't have any idea who sent that.
Well, I tried to find out, though. When he got out of the bathroom, I was like, "Hey, I think somebody might have been trying to call you or something. I heard the phone buzz." So he picks up his phone and he looks at it for 2 seconds and then throws it back on the bed. So then I ask, "Anything important?" And he goes, "Just somebody from work."
Huh. Okay. Now, where does he work?
He's a fitness instructor. He works at over in Hampton.
Ah, okay. All right. So, all right. Is there any chance the pictures are like a client maybe showing their weight loss progress or?
I seriously doubt it because I think he would have just said, "Oh, it's one of my clients."
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Now, when you brought up the message and he looked at it, did he have, like, that look on his face? Like he got caught or, like, "I'm sure glad she didn't see this" look?
No. He acted like it wasn't a big deal.
Okay, so maybe it isn't a big deal.
Yeah, or maybe it's some hoochie mama sending him pictures and he doesn't want me to find out about it.
That's true. That's a good point as well. Now, you said the text just had a phone number, not a name, right?
Right.
Okay. Is there any chance you got that phone number down? Like, maybe you memorized it?
No. I wish I could have called the person myself just to see who answers.
Okay. So basically, we have a message fragment at this point and no idea who it's from.
Yeah. Is that enough for you guys to help me?
No, I mean, we can work with that. I mean, we're just going to have to get really creative here. Here's what I think we should do. Why don't you give me his number, and then I will text him from my phone. But what I'll do is I'll send him a message that says, "Hey, it's me. I'm texting you from my new phone. You didn't show those pictures to anybody, did you? The ones I texted you about this past weekend." If I send him that, let's see what he says back. Because maybe he writes back something like, "Oh, don't worry, sweet baby sugar lips," or something like that. Then we'll at least know if you have something to be worried about, okay?
Okay.
All right. And what is his name? You never told us his name.
Oh, it's Drew.
Drew. Okay. So I'm going to write Drew. I'm going to get his number from you, and I'll text him right now. I'll text him during the break, and then we will read what he writes back together when we get back next. So here's how we decided to find out. I texted Drew during the break, and here's the message that I texted him. I said, "Hey, it's me. I'm texting you for my new phone. Please tell me you didn't show anybody those photos I texted you about this past weekend. Remember, I told you not to show them to anybody." He wrote back, "Nope, I haven't shown a single person. So this doesn't give us any answer." So I kind of forced the issue a little bit. And I wrote back, "So what did you think of the photos anyways?" And he wrote back, "I told you I thought they were," and then fire emoji. So I wrote back, "Give me 3 words you would use to describe those photos." He wrote back, "Sexy, sexy, and sexy." So Now I'm thinking we should probably call him. Don't you think, Kristen?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
So you thought the photos were sexy, huh?
Hell yeah. Wait, who is this?
Wow. Okay. So who is this person, and why are they sending you pictures?
Oh, snap!
Wait, hang on a sec. Who am I talking to?
How about your girlfriend, dumbass? Now you want to tell me who the person is that sent you the photos? The ones you thought were sexy, and more sexy?
Well, wait. What are you talking about?
Hey, Drew. Listen, man. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. So those texts you just got a few minutes ago, they weren't from your friend. They were from us. Kristen saw the message on your phone and kind of was wondering who it was from.
So are you going to answer me now or try and come up with another lie?
Hold on a second. When have I lied to you?
When I asked you about the message, I said anything important, and you go, no, just somebody from work.
Okay, that is somebody from work. That's who the message was from.
So somebody from your work is sending you sexy pictures of themselves?
Okay, she's a friend of mine. I've known her for a long time, and she's setting up an OnlyFans page. And she wanted my opinion about some of the stuff she was going to put up there. So she sent me some of the pictures and wanted my opinion on them.
Is she naked in these photos?
No. She's just posing all sexy and stuff. She wants to know if I thought the pictures were good enough for OnlyFans.
And what did you tell her exactly?
I told her they were fine.
So, Drew, you said she's not naked in any of these photos.
I mean, well, there's a couple where she's sort of naked, but you can't see anything.
So now we're back to there is a girl sending you naked photos.
That's not even what's going on here.
Here's a question, Drew. Would you be willing to show these photos to Kristen so she can see for herself?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so Kristen, you can see the pictures and then judge for yourself then.
What I want is for this girl to stop sending you photos, period.
That's how it'll stop. It's not a big deal, I swear.
Oh, I'm seeing these pictures tonight, and I'm going to decide if it's a big deal or not.
Fine with me. I mean, I'll send them to you right now if you want me to.
No. I want to be there with you when I see them.
Okay, listen, Drew, I'm going to let you go because I know you were bugging you here. So, and Kristen, don't hang up. Stay on the line for a second. Okay, so, Kristen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, I was just going to say, when he lets you look at his phone, don't forget to look in his recently deleted folder. I don't know if he has an iPhone or not, but iPhones have a folder in the photo section called recently deleted. It's where guys who don't know any better try to hide evidence a lot of times. So make sure you remember to check that too, okay?
Okay, yeah, he's got an iPhone, so I'm going to make sure to check that folder.
All right, well, good luck.